Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a special audio interview on Bull Market Run. I'm John Hallstein, editor of Bull Market Run. With me on the line and on his way to New York City, of all places, is our most popular guest, Mr. Frank Bazza, president and CEO of Gold Bullion Development Corporation, GBB, on the TSX Venture Exchange. One of the best performing stocks on the CDNX this year, thanks to a very significant gold discovery in the long bar zone of the Granada Gold property along the prolific Cadillac trend in northwestern Quebec. Gold Bullion's 20,000-meter Phase 2 drill program continues in the long bar zone. Frank, welcome back again to Bull Market Run, and I say this with tongue-in-cheek. I don't think you're going to New York City to watch the Yankees. So what is a small-town Ontario boy like you going off to the Big Apple for?
Good morning, John. Well, I'm going to the Big Apple to tell our story to the Americans. And then hopefully from there we'll go to Boston, and then we'll go back to New York to tell our story one more time.
And I'm sure you're going to get a very good response.
Well, it appears to be better than a good response. They're calling us consistently for us to come out and tell our story.
And I understand that after this, you're going to be heading off to Europe, is that correct?
Yeah, we're going to Europe. We're going to do UK in June. We might go to Frankfurt and to Zurich as well, and then following that, we'll go back again to Europe in the early fall, which will be probably August, September, and at that time, we'll probably have some significant results, or we'll be updating all our investors through New York, basically the Americans, and through the Europeans, UK, Frankfurt, and Zurich.
You've obviously been talking to quite a few people here lately, individually, maybe in groups as well. What are they saying to you about gold bullion?
Well, they're wondering how big this land package is and how big the structure is. We have a lot more to tell. We're just making sure when we tell it that it's all there. So it's a very large land package. It appears our strike length is way beyond this long bar zone that we have, which is about 1.1 kilometers long, and we're just waiting to put all the information together.
Sounds exciting. Now, your 20,000-meter drill program began a couple of weeks ago. What can you tell us, Frank, about how things are proceeding with this drill program? What can you tell us at this point?
Well, what we're doing right now is just drilling within the block model itself. We put down six holes, about 1,400 meters. We're just having a look at a structure there that was identified in the last drill program, and then we're going to move off to the east, and we have a few targets we want to target within that model that we showed you in the 1.1 kilometer area, and hopefully we'll have enough of information to see what else is on strike, and then we'll move the drills out further out east to see what we can hit the past producing mines.
You said you're moving the drills out. Does that mean more than one? I mean, right now you got one drill on the property. Are you saying you're bringing out another drill?
Well, we're looking at bringing another drill in June, and hopefully after that we'll try to get another drill to do some deep drilling, especially within the block, within the long bar zone.
I assume that with this next drill rig that you're talking about coming in shortly, that'll focus, I would guess, within the block model itself, and then you'll have the other drill rig exploring outside the block model. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's it, John. The thing is, once we start moving out with this drill, we'll keep on going out east, and then as the new drill comes in, we'll bring it in and work within the block model, do infill drilling, and then we'll also see if we can get a third drill to do some deep drilling within the block model. We feel the mineralization goes down beyond the 500 vertical depth, so we want to test it, and we want to see what we're looking at.
Yeah, and that seems to be a pretty common thing along the Cadillac trend. Mineralization can actually increase with depth, correct?
Yeah, most of the mines in the area, they go down to about 2 kilometers vertical depth, and most of them, as they went deeper, the grades have increased, and the structures got wider, so it's possible that the same thing might happen to us.
you have to be pretty happy with the way Genevar is conducting this drill program. I mean, the first phase was really efficient. You only had about 2,800 meters that you were drilling, and they covered a really wide area and got some very good results and got a better understanding of the structure, which is what you wanted to do. And then, you know, they're starting out here phase two in rather interesting fashion as well. So they seem to be running a very smart and efficient drill program.
I think the best way to put it, John, is they're very effective. You know, when you look what they've done from day one from us, they compiled all of data all the way from the 1920s to current, put it all together, integrated all the underground workings, integrated the bulk samples that were done by us and by previous people, the waste piles, and they said, here's the model, and we drilled 2,800 feet, and basically we hit mineralization every single meter of every single hole we drilled. Very positive results on such a small drill program. To me, I would call it effective.
Is there anything you think the market might be missing right now as they take a look at the Granada Gold property, the Long Bar Zone, the preliminary block model? Is there anything you think the market might be missing in this story?
We, like I said, we've kind of held off on our base metal assay until we're comfortable. And then I think once we're comfortable, we'll release it. We've been also waiting to make sure that the strike length and the model all can be all integrated. Right now we have a considerable amount of strike length that we've been looking at beyond the block model or the new block model. So, you know, these two things in the coming months will probably change the whole picture of the Granada mine site.
And I can't let you go, Frank, without some comments right now on the price of gold, which we're seeing kind of going through the roof here a little bit. It's your prediction from earlier this year is certainly coming true. Gold trading you know, over $1,200 an ounce now. What are your thoughts on gold at the moment?
I think when you look at the uncertainty globally, not just within North America, but in Europe, especially what's happening in Greece, I think there might be other things out there that will come to the front within a year or two. And as always, you always see people going to gold for security. And I think that'll happen on a very large scale. And I think it'll break 1,500 probably within less than 12 months now. You know, when I look at this type of activity and you have these, you know, $10 to $20 jumps a day, that's quite impressive.
And the impact that 1,500 gold could have on some companies such as yourself is pretty exciting.
Oh yeah, I think if anybody's in any gold gold exploration or any gold producing company, they'll do exceptionally well in the next 12 to 18 months.
Okay, Frank, thank you very much for joining us. Good luck in New York and good luck in Boston here this week, and congratulations. A lot of new eyes are obviously taking a look at your company and its potential.
Well, thanks a lot, John. Always a pleasure.
Frank Bazza, President and CEO of Gold Bullion Development Corporation, joining us here on the line on bullmarketrun.com, where we bring you home run opportunities in the junior resource sector.